All right, Coach, welcome to Buffalo. Congratulations on being named defensive coordinator. What was the first conversation like with Coach Marone? I'm assuming it was on the phone, you know, when he kind of presented this opportunity to you.
Well, he had an idea that Coach Patton was going to be involved in the Cleveland thing and was going to possibly get that job. And like any good coach, he's going to start making preparations. When you're in that seat, when you're a head coach, you have to think not just about your players, but you have to think about your coaching staff. And change is a part of this business, particularly when you have some success. And, you know, they had some success, did some good things on defense last year. Coach Patton got rewarded, and you know, but Coach Marone was ready and had some plans in place for when that happened.
You know, you and Coach, I know, had mutual friends in the NFL, but you never really kind of worked together hands-on day by day. I know you haven't worked with him before, but do you get the sense you're kind of cut from the same cloth in terms of coaching personality, approach to the game generally?
You know, it doesn't take long when you sit down with somebody to find some common ground, particularly when, you know, you have some similarities in background and some of the guys that, that you know, you worked for. I worked for Bill Belichick. You know, Coach Marone worked with Sean Payton, and, you know, both of those guys had a strong Bill Parcells influence. So a lot of the things that you heard that I would hear from Bill Belichick, he had heard from Sean Payton. So there were some similarities right away. I think some similarities, you know, in a different way. You know, Coach Marone took over a Syracuse team that was really down, and he brought them back to life. You know, I had a similar experience in Detroit. You know, I wish I was half the player that Coach Marone was. You know, I obviously had, you know, had a nice career in the NFL, and I was a Division III football player. I think that's where our similarities as athletes end.
Coach, you could have taken a year off and stepped away from coaching. What compelled you to jump right back in with the situation here in Buffalo?
Well, it starts with leadership. It starts with, you know, Mr. Wilson, Russ Brand, and Doug Whaley, and then going to Coach Marone. You know, there's a lot of positives there. And in order to win in the NFL, you need your front office and your leadership of your organization to all be on the same page. That impressed me right away. So that was important. And, you know, after that, it's about players. And obviously the Bills have some good defensive players. They have some pieces that are in place. I think that that can fit very well in what we want to do. Not just up front. A lot of attention is paid to those guys up front, but I've been very impressed with the secondary also. When you talk about guys like Jarius Byrd and Stephon Gilmore and Aaron Williams and Leotis McKelvin, I mean, those are some top-notch players, and I really look forward to working with those guys.
Just talking to some of your former players, they've talked about how your defensive scheme kind of relies heavily on the front four to create that pressure on the quarterback. You know, if you want to debate the accuracy of that, that's fine. But second, how well does the talent on this defensive line here maybe mesh with your approach in terms of the X's and O's?
Well, you know, when you said we relied on the front four, that's because they were really good. And, you know, for a significant portion of my career, we didn't have to blitz to get pressure on the quarterback. You know, guys like Javon Kearse and Kevin Carter and Kyle VandenBosch and Albert Haynesworth and, you know, a lot of other guys at Tennessee, and then even going to Detroit with, you know, Ndamukong Suh and Nick Fairley, Cliff Averill, Kyle VandenBosch also was up there. You know, we were in a situation where we were doing what our players did the best, and we weren't trying to, you know, force the issue or put a square peg in a round hole.
So what would you, if you had to quantify it, what measure of flexibility do you feel your scheme offers?
I think it has, you know, I don't know, whatever the fullest measure is, we do.
You can do just about anything you need to.
I mean, I think that's everybody in the NFL. I mean, not every team is a 3-4 team in the NFL, but almost every team has 3-4 principles. You know, people like the label system we played in Tennessee and in Detroit, a wide nine. There's 32 teams in the NFL that use a wide nine at some point. You know, so the scheme, I mean, a label doesn't define you. You know, I think in the NFL, you need to be able to adapt. You need to be able to adapt to injuries, to different situations come up, to your opponent every week. Your opponent's going to have strengths that you're going to have to combat. They're going to have weaknesses that you can exploit. You need to be built that way. And like I said, I think we have some talent that we can do that.
The last time, and you've already mentioned it, you had to make a fresh start with an 0-16 club that you inherited in Detroit, and you were in charge of the whole thing. Now you come to Buffalo with some talent on hand. How much better do you feel the table is set for you and this defense to be successful?
It's still too early to tell. I'm not a very good billiards player, so I don't know about tables being set. I have a hard time making one shot. But I think that's sort of the mentality that you have to have. You have to look at each shot individually and work from that point. If you do a good job of that, you can run the table. If you start looking at the table and saying, hey, we got to, you know, you have all this ahead of you, I think you're on the wrong track. Like I said, there's some positives here. There's some things that are going to be challenges, things we're going to need to work on. But that's no different than 31 other teams in the NFL. Everybody has strengths. Everybody has weaknesses. They're trying to accentuate their positives. They're trying to minimize their weaknesses. And we're going to work very hard to do that.
We talked to one of your former players, All-Pro linebacker Keith Bullock, who played for you back in Tennessee, and he said you had a very effective way of taking the volume of information that you had to deal with as coordinator and whittle that down to an easy and straightforward message for the players to understand so they could go out on the field and execute. What's the method behind that that makes it such an effective message for your players?
Yeah, that's the whole goal is to have the players confident and playing quickly and playing fast and thinking fast on the field. And you don't want to encumber them with a lot of things that they don't need to worry about. The players don't hang around until 1 a.m. working on game plans. But they see the fruits of those labors, and you work really hard. One of the reasons you're there until 1 is trying to make it it's simplified as much as you can that they can pick it up quickly. You only have, 3 days of practice getting ready for a Sunday game, and walk through on Saturday and you're going right to work. So there's a time constraint there, and it's bottled at the players. So everything you can do to put the players in good position.
And then finally, what if a Bills fan's asking you, what should I expect? Give me the compartmentalized Jim Schwartz as a coordinator. What should I expect out of him as a Bills fan?
I think the number one thing is points, and I think that we'll work real hard to keep points off the board. It'll go to fundamentals. Good defenses are good tacklers. We'll work very, very hard at the fundamentals of that. Anybody that comes out to a training camp practice might see some drills they haven't seen for a long time, because we recognize that this is a fundamental game. We're going to be an aggressive defense, and we're going to attack. There's not a whole lot of reading that goes into it. We're going to try to dictate to the offense some things that by game plan they're going to have a very difficult time doing.
All right, Coach. Thanks for the time. Good luck hitting the ground running here in Buffalo.
All right, thank you. We'll be right back.